Now, one of the reasons I want to share this with you, there was an article about George Eastman. Everybody know George Eastman? Founder of Eastman Kodak, and this is interesting. This will hit some of you really hard. I don't mean to do this, but you just got to hear this. He was one of the founders of one of the amazing companies in America. His idea was he would toil away at the lonely workbench all the time thinking one day it would allow him to enjoy the sweet smell of success and he could slow down and really what? Really enjoy his life. Here's the quote. Strangely, immediately upon retiring from the company he founded, Eastman committed suicide. The brief note he left spoke volumes. My work is done, why wait? That's brief. His entire identity, who he was wrapped into what? Once that was gone, what did he have? The best opportunity for Assistance League, everybody, is that happens every day with people who transition out of what they were doing in the work world, for example, or they lose a spouse and they don't have anything to identify who they are. They've lost that identity. And what it talks about here is it's not about compensation. It's about feeling vital. It's about feeling you're making a difference. The best thing you guys have to offer to people is they have a place to go and make a difference and feel a part of something. There are countless thousands. I saw this article in the Wall Street Journal here recently. Thriven Financial Survey reported many Americans are willing to volunteer but fail to act. 65% polled would be willing to bring meals to the homeless. Only 12% do. 51% said they'd be willing to tutor kids. 15% do. 48% would be willing to build a home for Habitat for Humanity. 5% do. Here's the key. The challenge is to convert good intentions into tangible action, right? Here's what I'd like you to consider. With the stuff you wrote down, is it possible you were missing anything on your list? Hello? Part of my gift to you today is it's a worthy goal to say next 12 months, best 12 months of your life. Is that true? But one of the things, Jim Rohn, my mentor, some of you might know who Tony Robbins is. Jim Rohn is 76 years old, I believe, out of Dallas. He still speaks. He's brilliant. This is what Jim says. See that little quote right there? It says, don't major in minor things. Is that it? Okay. At the end of your life, some people are going to look back on their life and say, you know what? I spent major amounts of time on crap that didn't matter. That's going to be painful. Would you agree? Now, does it make much difference how you prioritize that list? What do you think? Huge difference, absolutely. Also, if you're missing key components, if the fun isn't in your life like it could be, if you're not, if you're, because I don't know about you, I'm going for 100. Anybody else going to live to be 100? How many of you know people? There are people here who are 85 probably in this room, or 80 or 78. Woo-hoo-hoo! Some people are 53 and old and decrepit. It kind of depends on what you're doing when, everybody. Right now. So, what I want you to do is just think about what you put on there. Right below there, here's what it says. It says, have a finish line. Have a finish line. It says you don't suffer from burnout. You create it. What do you think? You create it by not taking care of who? Yourself. And here's the thing. With those areas, I mean, for your good health, there's just a few simple things you better do how often? Every single day to get a little bit better. Got to read a little bit. Every single day with your spouse. But there's some little things you're not doing for each other that you could be doing. Is it possible?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to no. Somebody said no. So we're going to go through three steps right here. And here's the first step right here. So what Bono did, remember the Bono story? They weren't content. They went back into the studio. They took something apart they'd worked very hard on. They gave that song a new arrangement, totally different melody and new rhythms. But in the process of going back into their studio, that's the step right there. It says, make time to go back into my studio, if you'd write that in. The band discovered untapped reserves of ideas and fortitude. Bono's voice rebounded from toast to butter. Toast to butter. So here's the thing. How many of you are busy? Did the 90s fly by quickly for anybody except me? This year has gone by like this. Next 10 years are going to go by how quick, everybody? So some of you are thinking, geez, it seems like yesterday I joined Assistance League and it's been 30 years. Just goes by just like that. So part of my goal here today is this. This is why I don't consider myself a motivational speaker. I can't motivate you. The only person who can do that is who? You. But it comes down to this. It says the power of one decision, if you'd write that in. I want you to make a decision today you wouldn't have made if you weren't here. Something that you've been neglecting, something you've been gnawing on, something that's going to make a difference for you. Because it's a worthy goal to have your next 12 months your best ever. But what you need to do, here's what it says. Very simple step, but it says, expand our compelling vision. I think the best gift you can give the entire 24,000 members is when these 1,000 people go back there, you guys go back with a bigger vision of what Assistance League can do. What do you think? Because some people are locked into this old paradigm, and this is who we are, and this is what we do. You got to expand your compelling vision for your life. What's it say in the Bible? Without vision, the people shall perish. That's a hint. What do you think? A lot of people don't have a compelling vision for their life. Is that true? One of the best things you can do for people who aren't part of the organization is reignite their fire and get a compelling vision beyond what they're doing every day. Some people aren't having much fun, right? Some people aren't making a difference. Get a compelling vision. Hope is not a strategy. A lot of people live by hope. Well, okay. What's it say? Faith without works is? Dead. Yes, got to be doing something. Here's what it says. A compelling vision, but it says this, get a clear game plan. Execute a clear game plan. Ask yourself this, is your life kind of on autopilot right now, or do you have a compelling vision for what you want to do the next 10 years of your life? Is that a fair question? Here's a couple steps to do. Here's the first one. Because many people write their goals down. For example, what day of the year do they write it down? January 1st, okay? When do they look at it again? Next year, January 1st, okay? At least they did the first step. Here's the first step. You got to write it what? You got to write it down. You got to write your compelling vision down for your life, for your chapter, what you guys want to accomplish this year. Next thing I'm a big believer in, it says this, you got to display it. You got to put it up where you can see it, you can track it. People need to know. Because I know these are the true believers in this room, is that right? And you've got some people who maybe aren't at your level back at your chapter. Is that possible? Okay. Part of the challenge for you is you think, well, they already know the vision. They know what we're doing. You know what? They forget easy. They forget easy. You still got to tell them what you're doing. But the last thing here, it says this, you got to track it if you'd write that in. You got to track what you're doing. You got to communicate that. Exercise. Everybody stand up real quick. Grab a partner you haven't talked to yet if you can. I want you to share for your life, or you can do it for, I don't know which way to go, for your life or for your chapter within Assistance League. What's your compelling vision for the next year? Do it for your life, just for fun. What's your compelling vision? What are you going to do the next year? Make sure each of you get a turn. Got 45 seconds. I'm sorry, stop. I know. If I had 2 hours, I'd let you go more. How are we doing so far? We having fun? Okay, now that's a fun conversation to have. Would you agree? Some of you got really ignited right there because you started stocking more out of possibility. So one of the key things I'd like to share with you for your life is sometime here on the plane right home, sit down and write out your compelling vision. What do you want to accomplish? Look at those 5 or 6 areas you wrote down. Have something in each area. And actually write it down, display it, and put it up where you can see it. Okay? Because right below there, here's what it says. It says, I hold myself accountable. Hold myself accountable so I can what my results? Measure your results. Exactly. Measure your results. Accountable. To count. Right. Here's the danger. Some people have stopped measuring their results in certain areas. Is that possible? The danger is you stop measuring there and you're okay with it.
This concludes CD 1.